everybody. Welcome back to the Just Got Laid podcast with your host, me, Lakes.
And Lacey.
And remember, we reached out last week. We said we were going to have a part two.
Yeah, we did deliver. So let's get ready for all the smoke with these people when it comes to the cheating.
Part two. Here we go.
Here we go.
So you being a trash person isn't a factor.
I never said that the person wasn't trash.
I'm just asking.
I never said that.
I'm asking.
Is the person trash? I was going to go the comedic route, but I decided to go the serious route.
Go ahead.
Okay.
The person is trash. Period. It's just if you decide to cheat on somebody, you're trash. I say this because I was once trash. And my dad, at one point in his life, was trash. Period. It just is what it is.
Can't you say your friend?
No, my dad, myself. It is what it is. It's
accountability.
Yeah. The thing for me,
not accountability is recorded.
The thing for me is always just
accountability.
You got to own what you're doing.
Not recorded. No, you don't.
And I think accountability plays a part in it. You know what makes it complicated? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But to me, the reason why I make sure that I'm honest about that part of me from the past is because I haven't done it since. It's been,
since you grew up.
Yeah, since I became an adult. Mm-hmm. You have to understand why you do things. Mm-hmm. And if you never take accountability before you get to the how, you have to take accountability for what you did so that you can fully understand why you're doing it so you can change said behavior. Mm-hmm. Because it's nothing mm-hmm. but a behavior. And to be honest, for me, cheating was none of the above. Mm-hmm. For me, cheating was about the challenge of having someone new.
The excitement of it, the thrill.
Yeah, so the thrill.
But my That's girl was just a great person, so I didn't want to leave her be.
So you didn't want to have a Donnell Jones moment?
No.
Right, he let her go.
No, he didn't want to have one. He didn't let her go.
I said Donnell Jones.
Yeah, he let her go. Yeah,
I want my cake and eat it too.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, this is you talking about. Easy. I've been dating since I was 16, 15.
Go through deep.
I was about 27.
Snitching on yourself right now.
Listen, it is what it is. I mean, I have.
This is
past. There's people who DM me from people who DM me. There's exes who DM me, and they go, "You ruined my life. You this, you that. Oh. You on a show talking about relationships. You ain't, you know what I'm saying?" And so I go, it's not about, I think my past allows me to speak on a number of different subjects. And one of them is why, here, cheating.
Past and your list.
So why?
And the lessons I learned from that.
What's the why?
I told you why my why was.
He said a thrill.
For me, it was the thrill.
Something. Thrill.
It was always something.
You really believe it was the thrill?
Yes. It was always, because I always wanted something.
It's got to be deeper than the
But thing. Everything I saw, I wanted.
The deeper part of it is,
and I couldn't control that urge of well,
maybe
the
you just pursuit. Didn't respect relationships.
Is that instant gratification?
I did not respect relationships.
Okay,
at
so
all.
But so,
I,
so but it I came, just but I can't I, be.
But
I wanted something new. That's not why you.
As I went into therapy, mm-hmm. Later on, after some reasons why I had to go to therapy.
Okay.
I went after a breakup in a relationship, and I had to go into some stuff, some past things, and they asked me about that particular behavior, and it came down to what I saw my dad do. My dad is 70. He's been married for the last 5 years. This is the first time in any relationship he's been.
So this is deeper than
he's been
something new.
This is passion.
But I mean, but you said mm-hmm. I didn't respect relationships. So to me,
he didn't see one that he was supposed to respect. Right. When you're a kid and you see that and you say, "Well, my dad didn't do it." It's a part of your,
Is it?
But I think it's all of it.
Your
upbringing. The thrill was the social mm-hmm. status that you got from it, right?
Exactly.
And also probably you building up your own sense of self-worth, self-esteem.
Exactly.
But you also were going off of what you saw and were socialized into, and probably had some other deeper things that within yourself emotionally that was driving you to do it. It's probably
And he didn't say it made him right or wrong.
I was completely wrong.
Yeah, he was just saying that's how he got to the cheating. So like, not saying, because some people they see their parents do something and they do the opposite because they knew it was wrong.
Yeah.
And some people do the exact same thing because they was like, well, my nothing was wrong with it when my parents did it, but that doesn't mean either person is wrong. Yeah, you have to get to where you're going in life.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you.
I think there is a wrong.
I'm gonna tell you.
I mean, there's a wrong in cheating, but I'm saying like he's here now.
I'm gonna tell you an interesting conversation I had with my dad. Yeah. After I've gotten over this, I sat down and talked with my dad and asked him, why was he like that? And he said, in his mind, he said he didn't. First off, he told me, he said, I didn't grow up until I was about 60. Mm-hmm. And so I said, he said,
we gotta wait till 60.
Old and
no,
dusty.
In his, no,
old and dusty.
For,
we gotta
for wait him.
No.
For him. Yeah. For him. But.
Dang.
But.
I don't wanna be with a 60.
He had a lot of, he had a skewed look at the his reality, he said, was skewed. Mm-hmm. He said he went to college and he, when he was in college, he took a history class or whatever. And in high school, he learned it. And then in college, he learned that the reason why slaves were brought over here and what the men slaves were used for. He said, well, son, I thought this is my logic. My logic was the black man was brought here to breed. So that's what I'm gonna go do. So that was his rationalization.
Right, I don't know. That might be a little cop out.
No. I'm just saying.
A little cop out.
No. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. That's what he said his logic was then. And as wrong as it was. And so his ability to say that that was the reason why. That's what he felt like it was. But then that couples with his dad did the same thing.
Yeah. And their dad.
No, so I get it. Like I said, socialization is a thing. I don't feel like it stops at socialization, though. I feel like it's a combination of different things. And on the topic of like, if people who cheat are trash people, I used to have that mindset. I think it's a little bit more nuanced than that, though. Like the example of like the Issa Lawrence from Insecure. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of times people have that discussion where, oh, she's just completely wrong because she cheated. She is wrong. She could have left at any point, but that doesn't absolve the other person's accountability that they weren't being the kind of partner they should have been.
They used to be.
And I was like, I see the
you
complications.
Still splitting it back on the man.
I put the blame, then the accountability that was supposed to be had on both of them. I didn't say that she was off.
Did you see it?
I see it. I was just at Issa's house.
Leave me alone.
last
leave me alone.
Well, her house on the show. Literally,
here,
I was.
Here we go.
Well, can I just say this? I hear everything you say about your dad and your reasonings or whatever. I just personally feel like...
Lies.
I feel like people cheat because they want to. It's absolutely. No reason.
Absolutely.
It's no saying, what I somebody am. Went through, what you saw. Absolutely. You did it because you wanted to.
But where does that want come from?
I don't know. Maybe you
I started, like he said,
the thrill. I really believe in the thrill. Something new, something exciting.
I started with that.
The like, unk approval?
Yeah, the unk approval. You want to seem like a certain
person. Yeah,
right. So you're one. No. We're not saying like unk approval, like you're really uncle. We're just putting a generalization on.
Well, I don't, but see, because I can't speak for, to me, it's just like, I can't speak for everyone. Everybody in the male species or anybody who cheats.
Right.
So for me, it was never like, it was never for the approval of nobody else.
Not saying approval.
No, I'm just saying, like, on homies or whatever status and all.
It comes with approval though.
I didn't care. Like,
it comes with approval.
But I did,
I'm pretty sure you bragged.
You
were ugly.
But you didn't brag to your homies?
No.
Sometimes it might be a personal satisfaction.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you why I didn't brag. The people that brag get caught.
You would get caught. You knew.
The people that brag get caught. You keep that stuff to yourself.
But even to the point of her want, I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I just think that a lot of times before we become healthier people and we mature, we have a lot of wants that might not be healthy for us.
Yeah.
And if you don't uncover it to see what's underneath, why do I want this? Why do I feel like this is the right way to do things? Whatever that answer might be, it's a lot of stuff underneath that surface answer of they cheated because they wanted to. Maybe they cheated because that's how they were socialized, or they cheated because they weren't getting a need or emotional need or a physical need met. They cheated because they don't feel good about themselves and this is their way for outside validation. Yeah. It could be so many different things.
Or I just don't want you to confuse want with mistake. It's like that song
by
Division.
I don't think cheating's a mistake. But a lot of people say that.
Yeah, like the Division song. Mm-hmm. You're going to let one little mistake take all this away. It wasn't a mistake.
It's a choice. No, it's a choice.
Yeah. You definitely chose.
No matter the reason, it's always a choice.
You started having conversations. You started being alone with that person. You started touching that person. You started going too far with that person. You put yourself in that situation that you could not get out of, and you allowed yourself to go too far and not be able to return. So it was not a mistake.
You're not supposed to be doing it, so you can't go too far.
Exactly. Right. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't a mistake. It was definitely a choice.
Yeah, so cheating is a choice.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely is.
I mean, you know, totally I've cheated once in my life, but it was definitely a choice.
So you weren't fighting demons or nothing?
No, I was not.
Okay. At some point, look, even if you say, and like, oh man, this person just kissed me out of nowhere.
And I ain't.
You got a choice every step of the way.
Okay,
when you
push them off of you. Say, what I will say.
You can't push them off.
I'm going to make a Shy reference. My man, The Shy. The show, okay. The Shy.
Okay.
My man, Emmett was a notorious cheater.
Yeah.
And then he got an open marriage, decided, hey, look, this ain't what I want. I'm all in on my marriage. But his wife, she wanted all of that. So they ended up getting a divorce. Emmett started to deal with Keisha after
her best friend.
It's not her best friend.
Oh, they became best friends in her situation.
According to the show, it was her best friend.
Mm-hmm. But there's a debate whether who was messing with who first. So that's a.
It's not a debate. Keisha was messing with him first.
Yeah. So, no, I know Keisha was, but I mean.
First episode.
The very first episode. But there's a debate in the Shy groups. But anyway.
Yeah.
So she found out, the ex-wife found out, because they told her that they were dealing with each other.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then. The ex-wife, who does not want him, came to the house knowing that Keisha was not there, and tried to have sex.
And tried to seduce him.
Tried to seduce Emmett.
Mm-hmm.
Emmett did not do. Emmett, hey, nope, I'm not doing this. Go ahead.
Do you really think Emmett didn't want to do it, or he had been disappointed by her so much that he didn't want to be caught up with her again?
I think
it wasn't because he didn't want none.
No. I think Emmett didn't do it because I don't think he wanted to disappoint himself.
I think he just didn't want to deal with her
anymore. I don't think he wanted to deal with her anymore.
Yeah, he was trying to change.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's what I mean. Like,
but
he wasn't
tell them what Emmett did.
Emmett then, the very next morning,
mm-hmm.
went and spoke. Well, first that night he went and spoke to his dad.
Yeah.
And his dad, oh, you gotta tell him.
Mm-hmm. You gotta tell him.
You gotta tell him.
She gonna find out.
And he went straight to, he went the next day. They was out running or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he told her, and she was happy to know. Not happy to know what happened, but happy that he came forward with that. So to speak to your scenario, if somebody kids like, oh, wait, hold up. I need to go. Talk to you later. And the first thing you do, like on the ride home, is call and tell whoever it is.
Why are you that close? Like, you shouldn't even.
Well, that's what they were saying.
Why were y'all alone?
You have a choice to be alone. You have a choice to seek out. You're seeking out this person. And those are choices that you're making.
A lot of people believe cheating happens with the act.
No, it starts from long before.
It starts with the actions.
It's definitely emotional.
No, that's what we're all saying.
That's what we said earlier. Flirting, yeah.
Okay.
No, but like, it's something like, let's say you at work and you in the.
No.
The teacher.
Not, let's not say me. At all.
No, I'm not saying you.
Don't say you, me, I.
Don't even.
Okay, all right. So Lakes, K, and Laiti, except CL. What are you saying? What are you trying to ask?
I done lost my mind. Okay. No. What I was saying was it could be something as simple as somebody might have had a crush on you at work.
Mm-hmm.
And they somehow you end up in the.
Oh, them work husbands.
Yeah, they was in the work wife.
But you like, you know, like. In the teacher's lounge, in the teacher's area where we got used to bathroom, it's a really small space. And so you wait. I'm just saying, if something, those things, if somebody really likes you and they're coming at you.
No, you stay away from me.
And even if you try to stay away from them and they catch you in that small.
No way.
They catch you in that small room.
His girlfriend.
And make a
Beyonce
move.
Beyonce, wife, whoever she is. She's super amazing.
I believe that. But I think also it is a testament to the man that CL is.
Yes.
Yeah,
the person.
I agree.
It is the person. Because she's the. But
she's okay.
Okay. See.
Don't do that. But don't disrespect
but
her.
It's just the man CL is.
We're recording. Right. You say that she's amazing, spectacular.
She's amazing and spectacular.
Extraordinaire.
Because if you think about it, if you ever listen to him talking, especially if you go to our early episode, every episode up until now, he's been consistent about the way he's lived his life.
Mm-hmm.
He's been consistent about the way he's dealt with relationships. Everything has been consistent. It's not a change. It hasn't been. Now, he's maybe was maturing over time, so he's made some mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been consistent on how he lives his life. So
men do have a routine, huh?
No, I'm not. That's consistency is different than a routine.
Hey, what you say?
Consistency is different than a routine.
Were you always like this,
EO?
I've
had the fortunate, unfortunate of being around a lot of married people.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's married.
So to what we were saying, you made the choice to be the man that you are today. Absolutely. That's a choice.
Absolute choice.
Yeah.
But so, it also starts with just keeping my word, because I don't have to go with you.
So y'all actually, being single in this world after divorce, it's one of my most hated scenarios is when I sit here and I have to deal with constant people who are in a relationship trying to get with me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can I ask, how old were you when you got married?
I was married.
I was 23.
You got married at 23?
Yes, I was 23.
Okay. Wow.
But kid you not, as a single world, the first thing they'll be like, oh, well, I gotta let you know I got a situation. A situation means you're in a relationship.
That's why I see it all on your feed. I know your wife.
We just saw it.
Yeah. Wow.
And so I really do respect you, CL, because there's not a lot of guys out here like you. There's not a lot of women either. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, let's call a spade, there's a lot of women out here doing it. They'll have a boyfriend doing everything for them, but they still go and have
sneaky links
or hook up with people they have no business being with, because as soon as they get caught up, they want to sit here and cry boohoo tears like, oh no, it wasn't that. Yes, it was.
I have a question, kind of feed into your point, but it's a little different. Mm-hmm. I was watching a documentary, of course, because I'm a nerd. But it was putting in perspective something I didn't necessarily believe in, the whole polyamory, polygamous versus monogamy. And so do you think that cheating, for us being a species who really practice monogamy is not something that we're built into, mm-hmm. like our DNA is a practice. Do you believe that because of that, cheating is made worse because we don't practice more open forms of connection?
No, which is nonsense.
To be honest with you,
I think that's just nonsense.
Okay, when you go to the doctor and they tell you you're overweight, mm-hmm. what do they tell you to do? Exercise, right?
Eat better.
They tell you eat better. Mm-hmm. When you don't know something, they tell you to take a class, right? Mm-hmm. When you have problems in your relationship, what's the first thing they tell you to do? Did you talk to your partner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So all of this stuff is a choice. We all have choices to make ourselves better.
Right.
And you don't have to be this person to sit there and say, well, I don't believe in monogamy, because I hate when people say that. And then the moment someone cheats on you, it flips.
Right.
So no, you practice it every day. It's a working thing. It's just like working out. It's just like being healthy. It's just like making the right choice every day. You have to get up and say, I respect and love my partner enough not to do it,
because you chose to be in a relationship.
Yes,
you didn't have to be in one.
I think I see both sides of it. I agree with what y'all said. I'm somebody who believes wholeheartedly in practicing monogamy. But I also think that maybe it is made difficult for aspects we might not account for the biology saying that we are not inherently monogamous. I don't give that as a green light to cheating. I'm not saying that. I said it makes it harder to practice.
Biologically, he can't be faithful. No.
I'm not saying that.
I don't believe that.
Again, you have a choice, like she said.
I feel like everyone has choices. And if you want to use that as an excuse to go out there and cheat, then you do it.
Right.
Be trash. But when you get to 6 years old, like, you know how Yoshi said, and you finally grow up.
He didn't call his dad trash.
He did.
Myself and my dad.
Don't you say that about.
Well, we were.
But big I'm not calling him big trash. Edison. I said, like, if you get to the age of 60 and mm-hmm. you decide then I made a lot of mistakes in my past because I was immature, and then all the people that you missed out on were good people that you could have had, and mm-hmm. you have to take that L, then take that L.
And it's so common. I just had a 58-year-old man, black man at my job. He flirts with everything walking. So I asked him, I said, why aren't you married? Because I played around for too long. I didn't take him seriously.
He's
living with his older daddy now. He has no one. Because chose to
play. There's that study out that say men.
The rise of the lonely single men.
They ain't rise. They've been.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
It's serious.
Yeah, it's happening.
Oh, Lord.
They're getting older and lonelier.
Because they want to play.
Yep. So, I got a question.
What's up?
Had to pull up some statistics here.
Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Here he goes with this.
CL.
Yes.
Of who cheats?
Who would you say cheats more?
Women.
He's gonna say women.
Men or women?
He's gonna say women.
All right. You got the.
I'm gonna say men because there are more women to choose from.
Okay. Okay, internet.
I'm going to say more women because women are a majority. And I don't know if that is going to be based off of the percentages based on that majority. Because there are, you know, women outnumber men. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go with women. But I'm not going to say you know, what y'all trying to put it as.
All women don't cheat. Okay. All women do not cheat.
Lakes, what do you think?
I'm going to say men because they have this belief that y'all just cheat just because y'all need to let loose. Versus y'all think women only cheat because it's emotional behind it. Hmm. So I'm going to go with men.
So they do be liking the dude, though.
We got two for men, one for women. Lady?
I'm going to say men.
Man, y'all don't think men worth nothing around these
cars, huh? I mean, come on. Okay. Because, okay, first of all, you know that if a woman is satisfied, more than likely she's not going anywhere mm-hmm. unless she was a hoe. If you got with a girl that was promiscuous when you found her, then there's nothing I can do for you, sir. If okay. she was messing around with like three or four dudes when she met you and you thought you was going to be the only one, then that's your problem.
Wait
like,
a minute, because when I meet okay. you, I ain't cutting everybody off.
No, but I'm just saying like there's a difference from talking to people but, and then and entertaining multiple right. people in you.
Men don't understand that.
Okay.
Sure. So it's all the same.
Okay.
So in the 2022 poll taken, it says that 20% of men cheat while 13% of women cheat.
Poll. I don't even feel like that's accurate. They're probably lying.
No, wait. I'm getting to some other numbers. 70% of married Americans cheat at least once in their marriage.
Mm-hmm. Horrible.
74% of men and 68% of women admit that they would cheat if it was guaranteed they'd never get caught.
Mm-hmm.
60%, this is a good one here. 60% of all affairs start with close friends or coworkers. Yeah. Going back to the old episode, no friends.
Yeah, none.
Absolutely sorry. Not.
That's a callback.
No, hold on. No sexually attracted friends. We're not doing this.
Well, that's not what we gonna do. Hey, I told y'all I agreed with them on that.
Close
one.
Friends. No, or they cut them off
because a lot of times people will keep people around who they know they are attracted to in that way, who they would try that person.
And women do that.
And no, not saying that they don't. What I'm saying is for me and mine, if I tell you. We're not doing that. Anyway, I was about to say something else. A lot of those statistics were on that documentary that I saw. So it goes back to my other point. Is the practice of monogamy making cheating worse?
It's not. It's a
choice.
No,
it's not making it. I don't think it's making it worse or better or whatever. I just think it's people make a decision.
Monogamy is actually healthy.
Yeah. And I think it's healthier physically. It's healthy.
It's healthy for your mind.
Mentally.
You don't got to lie as much.
Yeah. You ain't got
to. I mean, when it comes to those statistics, it sounds like you do.
No.
I said, is the practice of monogamy making cheating worse? Meaning if people were to have other discussions, other open connections,
like
right?
What?
An
like
open marriage, open relationship. Do you.
Is it cheating? What she's saying is if we believe in polygamy for some reason, right? You don't think it's cheating because you have an open marriage, an open relationship.
That's the man with all the women, right?
We're not. It's
that's
not just a man
or.
Thing.
Oh,
polyamory.
No, ain't no either or.
Okay. Why
not? The girl can do it too?
Yes.
Nah,
open.
It's women with three husbands.
Nah, I'm voting against that.
Why in the world would you go and, like, not saying you, but why would you say that? Like, you can't
okay,
just.
I will tell you why.
Okay, go ahead.
Women have a higher value than men. And we are so disappointed when y'all do something. Like, men really can't handle what they dish out.
That's their problem.
Cause y'all
I understand, but y'all are kind of taking on the bad part of men and owning
it. You know what?
And you should.
I really think you feel like that sentiment is new and it's not.
What?
And it's not. I don't care.
When it's this idea that, oh, you're too precious for you to be tainted by all this sexual energy out here.
But you hear what I said? I said men. I didn't say women. Men feel like when you cheat on a man.
Okay.
If you have, he has a certain level of respect for you. It kind of wavers.
Who problem is that?
Well, it's the man's problem because it's the man.
Yeah, he's
when sometimes when a man cheats on a woman,
it's expected.
No, it actually brings him more value.
Okay, no.
In a weird way, the women will start competing.
No.
For men,
and that is patriarchy.
All the time.
That is patriarchy and misogyny at its best. A lot of times, that's a problem. So are we not going to try to adjust to the system and change it?
Don't
instead
cheat.
Of just assimilate.
Don't
to
cheat.
It?
Just don't cheat.
Don't cheat.
Both
but
don't
you
cheat.
Are saying here that the statistics are saying a monogamous relationship that people be cheating, and if they have the chance.
And an average of the average affair lasts 2 years.
All right, so.
Okay,
I am for, and I feel like just because I'm bringing up this other point that maybe it's misconstrued. I am for, I practice monogamy. What I'm saying is maybe monogamy And the practice of it is making the epidemic of cheating worse, mm-hmm. because maybe more people should be practicing healthy polyamory and polygamy.
No.
Okay.
At all.
Well, I guess.
And I have to say something about a male's value going up, because I just want to readdress that. I don't care what type of women y'all use too.
Okay, well, I'm saying.
No. I'm just saying this. I lose respect for you the moment you give somebody what was mine. Okay, like, yeah, not saying that you're wrong. If you want to do that, cool. But I lose respect.
See, you turned it into
a personal.
Yeah, it's not personal at all, and it has nothing to do with me or you.
Oh, we're
I'm
cheating.
Just saying in general.
Yeah.
When a man breaks up with a woman from, let's say, a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
When he hits the open market, it is wild.
It is.
Y'all don't think it's wild out here for us?
Can I just talk about men?
Go ahead.
Every time I try to talk about men, y'all try to talk about
men. Because you make the assumption that it's only something that applies to men.
But hold on a second. Yeah, hold on a second. I've never dated a man.
Okay.
I have.
And so that's why I asked the question. You think that only applies to men?
I said no. But if you tell me something from a woman's perspective, I never dated a dude. So I would listen.
Continue.
I'm just telling
CEO.
You from a man's perspective, a general man, common man.
But okay, just like from your perspective, men, y'all say if a woman cheats, it lowers her value. But if a man cheats on a woman, it lowers your value for us too.
I'm talking to other women.
Yeah,
and that is patriarchy.
If two women are fighting over you,
that goes back to the episode we had with her, with pretty privilege. Like people who want to be the it girl or that girl, they think that's the goal, and those are simple.
I'm not
people.
Saying it's right, but it does happen all the time.
And guess what? When you're done with those simple minded girls, you try to come back home.
Huh?
You're saying men have an incentive to cheat?
No, men cheating is absolutely wrong.
Yeah,
the worst future does women. There will be it'll be one hurt. It'll be 100 lined up to sign up for it.
That's the type he.
Because they all believe they're special. Yeah, I know it's mm-hmm. a type, but they believe they're special enough that he won't do it to me.
All right,
okay. I think that's exactly why that article is coming out about single men, because now that it's changing.
It's not right.
Now women are saying
this. I don't want this.
We're not fighting for it. We're not standing around.
If women would just say no,
that's what they're starting to do. And we're starting so much pushback because we're like,
don't sleep with nobody else. Just say no and go home. Don't sleep with people.
And that's gonna be the only relationship we have.
How many men?
If I go tit for tat, I'm gonna take it all the way there.
Right? You said, what's
how many men have you ever heard of sticking around after a woman had a baby on him?
Who?
Exactly. How many?
Who did he ask me for advice? Because I told him to get out of there. You better get out of there. That woman ain't no good. But, that woman is the devil.
It's rare that you hear that, or you hear. It's rare that you. It's.
I do know one.
It's some men who do stick around after the woman cheated. It's so rare.
I do know one. It's so rare.
You'll sit here.
Women don't stick around either.
Yeah, they will.
They do, but
longer.
They, exactly. They listen, pay. You have a baby on them.
No. Way
listen,
longer.
Listen, I can.
You have a kid. I'm
I have
out.
A, I have
out.
A, okay, out. Hold on. Out. I'm going to tell you. I have a friend of mine.
Go ahead.
One friend.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. Uno. Let's go.
Yeah, him.
Yeah, he don't sweat.
He cheated on his girl with an ex. Ex got pregnant. He instantly, the second ex was pregnant, told his girl.
He waited
until
she got pregnant.
Well, you know, she got pregnant.
Of course, you got when she got caught.
I mean, you got to
be honest until you get caught.
You know, and so she got pregnant. So he instantly went and told his girlfriend.
Not instantly.
That wasn't instant.
Stop making him sound like a good guy.
Well, I mean, I'm not making him sound like a good guy, but he went and told
him. Okay, so he had an usher's moment. All right,
so he went and told him. So anyway, so girl was upset, of course, cried, talked to her, and she decided to stay with him.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
For as long as the pregnancy was on, everything was fine. Then he had to, the baby was born and he had to keep the baby one night. And she was there.
Is this you?
No.
Okay.
And she broke up with him.
Okay.
Like
okay,
that, in
so
that instant,
she tried.
But she tried, but she couldn't.
She couldn't get past the betrayal.
She couldn't, like looking at it was the thing.
A man wouldn't do that though. A man not about to sit here and
I'm trying. You told me to use a different tactic. I tried to use a different tactic.
A man don't leave you instantly. Instantly. Men leave instantly.
That's instant.
They do not want to hear about you.
Hole.
You let another man stick this in you, your value down, they gone.
She a ran.
Yes, yep. That's what it's supposed to do.
For the rest of his life, he's going to be out in the streets playing with everybody else's heart because he got hurt by this one
but
person.
But women forgive.
Why would a woman do that?
I have no clue because I'm not that woman. Okay.
Tiffany broke my heart in sixth grade and I ain't never been the same since.
But see, that's the difference between men and women. Y'all think men are so tough, but yet we're so fragile. And
no,
y'all,
I believe
and y'all think
it.
Y'all can do
y'all
that and y'all destroying
that.
Men.
Hold up. Y'all
no,
gave us
I don't
that.
Think y'all so y'all tough. Gave I think y'all emotional.
No, no. You have to call it for how it is. Men sat there and put themselves on that pedestal by saying, I'm the man, I'm the leader. But then when you fall short, you want to sit here and cry boo-hoo tears to me? I don't care.
I know, but y'all supposed to care.
No.
You should care.
If I fall short, you out. But you fall short, I'm supposed
fall
to sit
short?
Here and wipe
you
your tears?
You had a whole baby? You ain't feel
a
short?
A whole baby?
He had one.
You
want me to stay?
You created a whole person. I didn't say you should stay.
Now, on the opposite end of this.
There are more women who would stay than men.
There's a lot more women that stay. Yeah. And you know, I have people in my life who
y'all are better people, too.
They had people cheat on them. They had people had babies on them. They stayed. They have their marriages, their relationships, and I respect that. I'm not going to look at another woman and be like, girl, you stupid.
Yeah, I'm not.
Because I was that woman before, and I realized it takes a lot of strength to work through that and to have that forgiveness. Now, you know, if you with somebody still and they're cheating on you and everything else and they never improve, or you waiting for them to improve, maybe you got some self-worth, some self-healing to do, and it's not something I will put myself in. But I don't think that automatically looking at a partner and them choosing to stay, I'm just going to look at it as something that is weak, because it's not. It takes a lot of strength.
You're a
stay.
Good person. If I see a dude, I might not tell him, but I'm going to tell you so.
Creating a baby is no, like,
don't
I guess
ask
for
me.
That's such a
no,
deep betrayal. For me,
it is, because it's like, first, you've been put in my life in danger by having unprotected sex with me and her.
It's just pH.
No, it's not.
And then now you created this baby, which I would have never known about the affair had the baby not been created. Because now you have to tell him.
You can't hide it.
So no,
you could lie.
Oh, some people would try now.
They tried
the baby.
Some people would try,
and it would have granddaddy's did.
That's what it did back in the day.
Whole nother family right down the street.
Yeah. Wow.
Whole nother family right down the street.
Hey, as long as she was getting paid, she stayed quiet.
Right. But women have more options now, and I think that's why a lot are saying, you know what, I ain't doing this.
Yeah,
or I'm going to get my lick back, which, you know, I ain't nobody's judge or jury.
Right.
Do what you can handle. Do what you feel like you need in your life. But I'm not doing it. Over here, it ain't going to work. I'm just, it's too much drama for me.
Exactly.
I'm just leaving.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. It's an absolute lot.
That was energetic.
Yeah, very much so.
Can I ask a question? And I want, we got a few minutes here. I want a real short answer.
Okay.
Really short answers.
Okay.
Can a man cheat on you? No. Does a man still love you when he cheats on you?
Yes.
No.
Okay. No.
No, because if you love yourself.
Okay.
You wouldn't have put yourself in the
ain't
position
got a Beyonce
to lose
lyric.
Me.
Legs?
No.
Oh yeah.
That's a no.
You sir?
Yes.
No.
Sadly, but truly, I agree with you, sir.
I get where you're at.
But
from,
he's wrong.
He doesn't respect you.
Okay. But he doesn't respect you at all.
Do we still got a little bit?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Like just the men. And women, y'all can answer afterwards. Does he respect you though?
We just said
he doesn't respect you.
Oh no, okay. we're dealing with just the feeling of
love needs to be taken out of the equation, because if he doesn't respect you, he's putting you at risk.
See, but I don't think that
love is
the feeling
unattached.
Of love. It's an unattached feeling. Mm-hmm. Like I think that you can love somebody and hurt them at the same time.
I have a better question. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you love people that you don't care about?
No.
Okay.
You don't.
So there's no way you're cheating on someone that you love.
No.
Because
if you care about them,
you wouldn't do that.
Respect and care, two different things.
I'm saying love and care.
No, love and care, that's more aligned.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, you're equating that if a person
does something
that they don't care. They care. Because if they didn't care, he would do it, come home and tell you straight up, hey.
Or he wouldn't do it at all. That's a thing too.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, to equate the two, they're parallel, but they're kind of far apart.
Yeah.
In meaning and everything else.
Right. And I get the parallel that you're drawing. Like, I don't know. Like, I think about, like, when somebody does something to hurt me, my love doesn't end. Everything else ends. But I can't force myself to stop loving that person. Right. Mm-hmm. So I can look at what they're saying and say, you know, a guy can love you and still do something stupid. Now, I'm not condoning that. I think a lot of people use love as saying, oh, well, they love you, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so they sounds use it like to placate. They use it to placate. It's like, I don't care if you still love me or not. You did something to disrespect me.
And so I'm out.
And I'm out.
Mm-hmm. And which I totally agree.
But the
agree
love
with.
Is still.
It's just a question of.
Oh, that's complicated.
The question of, it's just a question of, what is it? Do I love her? Yeah. I made a bad, poor choice.
Mm-hmm.
Did something wrong.
You ain't love yourself, though. I'm just going to say that.
And that's how.
Oh, I ain't talking about you.
No. I didn't.
We're not talking about you.
No, we're not. But in the sense of just the love, to your question, mm-hmm. I think that you can, that it is a thing. And I think that people equate everything else into the love, mm-hmm. underneath the love umbrella. And sometimes your feelings, you may have different feelings for somebody. You may love them, but you still
disrespected them.
Yeah, dude, disrespected them. And so like, you may not have respected the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You can love a person without respecting the relationship.
And we're inconsiderate, inconsistent, all those different, because I think love is one of those things that is there regardless. And it's hard because that's why it's so hard for people to walk away. Because they still love the person regardless of all the hurt that is surrounding that. But
because, Lakes, to your point, to say care, if I didn't care and I cheated, got caught, and you broke up with me,
mm-hmm.
okay, goodbye. That's the response.
Okay.
That's the difference.
I don't agree with none of this.
No, that's the difference in care.
Because then when you leave, they're like checking in on you, sending you cash out to get your attention.
Mm-hmm. Let me say this.
Be that guy now.
See, I'm speaking from pure experience.
Okay.
When I got caught and somebody went, okay, I'll holler.
But you said that like you didn't do anything wrong.
I'm not saying I didn't.
He don't apologize.
I'm just saying
so
I didn't care. I didn't care.
Oh, okay.
He didn't care about the individual.
I did not care. So why,
were you there? Huh?
Why not just leave before you cheat? Since you didn't care.
Well, I mean, she might have could have. One time I stayed with somebody because she could really cook. I'm not talking about, she could really cook. So like I knew when I went to see her, I was gonna eat good.
And honestly, like, it's a lot.
I'm just saying I'm not talking about myself.
This has
now
gotta be
I'm just
the craziest explanation I've ever heard. I was only with her because she can cook.
But it's to your point where some connections are utilitarian.
Yep. Yes.
And so there's so many people that still out here that do that, which is like or they just don't want to be by themselves. Cause if I don't love myself, mm-hmm. I don't want to be by myself. So I'm gonna be in this relationship instead of leaving, because why not have my cake and eat it too?
Right.
And when I get caught, I ain't apologizing, because it is what it is. It's ran its course, and I'm gonna go do the same thing to somebody else.
And it's common, Lady. Like they have this thing about hobosexuals, which is men.
Girl.
Yep, which is men trying to get with women who got their own spot in place so they can have shelter.
I knew what a hobosexual was. I just don't agree with it because man, you a bum. That's what they called it back in the day. Yeah. You're a scrub. Ain't no hobosexual. You a scrub. You a scrub. TLC said it just fine. Scrub.
None of this behavior is anything that I condone now. I'm just saying, speaking.
But y'all don't know what a hobo is,
Somebody that's homeless?
No.
What's a hobo?
Hobo is a person who went from like train car to city. Mm-hmm. Moving around. So
that's kind of what they're saying.
No, it's applicable.
Yep.
So it's not to be confused with a scrub, because a scrub is a completely different thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
That thinks he's fine and always.
Yeah.
Scrub is like,
that guy. Yeah. But a hobo, let's not disrespect the hobos.
Yeah, let's not disrespect the hobos.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, hobos. I don't think that you need respect, but they say that you do, so excuse me. Like,
a scrub might stay longer than a hobo. A hobo will keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
We call that a leech.
Okay.
Leech. A parasite.
Mooch.
You know? Four girls a year, you know? 90 days each, and we good.
He rotates.
Yeah, he rotates.
He's going to get back on the train and hop to the next one.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
See, a scrub is a user, so that's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Yeah. They're all horrible, though.
They are equally terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Equally terrible.
But see, I don't think women date like that. Like, he dated this woman because he liked the way she cooked.
He was.
You tolerated that.
He's
she
wild.
Like, we're not going to date you because you got a place.
Too.
We have to like you.
I've dated a man just because I like going to see movies.
This girl just said she was. He just said she was cute too.
It wasn't just a
like
cook.
That's like, oh, like, oh, well, don't worry. I wasn't only with her because she can cook. She was cute too.
Yeah, no, we're talking about like, so pretty privilege
where we said men put you on this, like, yeah, treat you like a trophy. You basically treated her like a trophy.
She had cooking.
She felt like an empty shell every time she was around you because you were with her for the wrong reasons. But it's okay because she can cook and she was cute too.
She didn't feel, she didn't feel like an empty shell. I made her feel good.
Yeah, she did. Because you weren't, she wasn't important to you. You made her feel good in one aspect.
Yeah, no, not that. I'm not even talking about that. When we were together.
Okay. How did you make her feel good in the moment? And present in the moment. But you don't think every time you left, she didn't know what was going on? You didn't think every time you was out too long, she didn't know what was going on?
She knew.
Yo, she stopped. She knew.
I'm telling you, she did it. But okay.
We always know. Go, like how they say, we start picking up on habits.
Listen.
And she probably didn't want to be alone.
So then if you, here's my thing. If you know, right? Then why are you staying? One.
Well, she said, we already said it. Some people don't like being alone.
Why are you staying? Yep. And two, why is it such a shock when the person is caught?
Because she wanted you to
part.
Because she
why is it such a shock? If you know.
Okay. If I suspect, I don't know for but sure.
I'm using her terminology.
For her, I'm using for her scenario?
As no. As we know.
But
so if you know, why is it so shocking when you find out?
Because some women, like we said several times on here, she even said it, they wanted you to actually return what they were giving out. And some women don't want to be alone. Not saying all, not saying any of the ones here, but we're saying some women don't want to be alone. And she eventually wanted a return in her investment and she never got it. That's why she acted shocked when you sat there and cheated and you didn't care and you was like, all right, I'm out. Because she invested in you and she thought she would see a return, but she was gone from the moment you came. So why did you even come?
Oh, not gone from the moment. Well,
honestly, I was.
I'm glad you grew.
No, I am too. I'm a different person.
I am too. You super dope now, but that's horrible.
I think that you have to be able to hold yourself accountable for things that you've done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you got to be honest with yourself about the things that you've done. Mm-hmm. Because the only way you can change your behavior. It's the only way. There's no way to not.
You don't have to record it on the podcast.
I've definitely dated. Uh-huh.
You don't have to record it on the podcast.
It's fine. Ain't nobody about to.
What's that?
Ain't nobody about to bother
me. So you don't have
this.
To record it on the podcast.
So even with what he just said, do you guys believe in karma?
I do not believe in karma.
Ooh, I don't believe in karma. Because
the way he did her, do you think you maybe gotten your karma back for treating her that way?
No.
You don't think you got your karma back?
No. Let me tell you something.
Sometimes karma doesn't.
That's just one instance. If karma was a thing, I'm in for a long life.
No, but so, I don't know. Like, when people say
because,
that,
man,
your good outweigh your bad.
When people say
no,
that,
my bad
I'll be
outweigh
sitting
my
there.
Good. Ooh,
work,
Jesus.
Work on
no,
that.
No, I believe in karma.
From and that time, from I think there's that I had done a lot of wrong.
Yeah.
And so if I truly believed in karma, I wouldn't be able to live my life thinking that something that I would
that
ever
I
be
good.
In something and at yeah. some point but, get into something. Because I think that through change, I think if you genuinely make a change to yourself, genuine, not BS, good will come if you continue on.
Okay,
eventually.
Okay,
and sometimes you can't get out of. Sometimes you can't get out your own way either.
Okay, but what she said, you don't believe in karma. But some people say they don't believe in karma, but then they can't get the things that they wanted in life, and then they always wondering why. Well, maybe it's because you're not saying goal wise or money wise. Because some people they'll be rich, but then they can't actually be happy with another person. They are always jumping from person to person. Yep. They want another person. They want a significant other. You done all these other people wrong. You could have had one, but you messed it up, and that may be your karma.
Yeah. Cause I mean, on one of our shows, you told us about a girl who you.
Oh yeah, it could have been.
That was her karma.
Yeah. That might not she be got, a karma. No, that's karma from a different situation.
I'm talking about her. I was talking about her karma.
Oh, that could be her karma.
We're not talking about off mic.
I believe it for other people. I don't believe it for myself.
We're not talking about off mic. We're talking about on mic where she actually paid for karma, where she had to spend a night hungry because she decided to use another person.
Well, that's a thing. Well. It is what it is.
And she needed to go on her trip, and maybe she's evicted out of her place if she's in a, whatever.
Okay. All right. Well,
but karma. And how do you believe in karma for women but not men?
Right. I heard believe in a lot of stuff for men.
I heard something, and it made a lot of sense to me because I used to be like, dang, this person did me wrong. And I I just left with all this grace or whatever. Karma get them. Mm-hmm. And I saw something the other day. It was like, you are the karma that the person is supposed to get. When you leave and you get, you're more gracious than you're supposed to be, right? Without telling that person how they did you. Or, you know, really just reacting on your honest emotions. Not saying you fly off the handle or nothing like that. But you just having an honest interaction with that person. Yeah. That when you leave and you're just giving all this grace, that never, you were their karma.
And so now, never experienced another person like
that. And so now, you know what I'm saying? You missed your opportunity to give that person back what they deserved.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know if I believe in karma. It's so many people out here that's living good.
It is getting great.
So we think. You know, this is something they show.
I done held on to that so long. These people ain't out here getting what they deserve. These people are living it up.
Living life. Yeah, well, you know, in the world of social media, it looks like that all the time. But those be the main ones in therapy crying every dog.
I do believe like they have other stuff. But I feel like sometimes karma is how we pacify ourselves. When someone hurts us and be like, oh, they gonna get it back. They gotta get it back because I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Sometimes they might not. Sometimes that person move on, they build up a good business, a happy life, a wife, kids, or whatever. And what do you do when that happens?
I mean, that happened, but maybe they're experiencing trouble in other areas.
Yeah, like, they might.
Maybe they get married. Yeah. Maybe they get married, and then years later, their wife do everything that they did to you to them.
But what if that never happens? Sometimes that karma is more to pacify us, I think, and not to actually address the fact that, you know, some people don't get back.
Karma is a sticky situation, but you know, it's getting a little too long. So I guess it's time to say so long.
So
farewell to farewell you, my friend.
To you.
Goodbye for now until we meet again. Hey, CL, tell them where they can find you.
CL Butler. No, CL2 Butler on Instagram.
Okay.
And relationship status every Monday, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll be there. We'll be around.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kay, let them know.
I am Kay Antoinette. Happy to be back again. Thank you for having me. They can follow me on Instagram at KayAntoinette_theblogger. And LBF Podcast is streaming everywhere. Just type it in and listen.
Hey, Yosh.
Oh, yeah. You can find me on Instagram at Yosh in the Building, Snapchat at The Ninth Wonder, Twitter at IamCoachy_, and on Facebook at Yoshi English. Remember, you can follow the Relationship Status Podcast at RELSTAT Podcast on all podcast platforms.
Okay, and so, you know, you can find us on Just Got Laid Podcast, Instagram, Facebook, and Just Got Laid Pods on TikTok. And we also have a little number, don't play on the phone though, it's 803-298-8884. And as always, all of you, excluding Kay, just got laid.
Hey.